Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shir Shabbos Special is for Amorim Miraz, Yishayichyo, Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas, Shmuel. It says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ki Azek HaMavis Ahava, Koshek Shol Kinner, Shafer, Rishveyesh, Gal Hevesko. That there's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, 8:6. For love is as strong as death, jealousy is as difficult as the grave, its flashes are flash the fire of flame of Hashem. So we understand this description of shel heves ka, a flame of Hashem, to show the greatness of the love of kedusha. This fire of kedusha. Is like a flame of Hashem. So we want to understand why it's called Shel Heves Ka. Why a Lashon of Ka, Yud and Hey? So let's explain this Pasuk, and then we'll get to the Yud and the Hey. The Av of Kedusha overcomes the will to live, because it brings to a matzav of Yehareg Val Yavur. Yavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. The Av of Kedusha is misgaber on the Koach HaChaim. When you love something so much, that's even greater than your desire to live. And therefore, people are willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. That's what it means. Ki azeh kamoves ahava. The love we have for Hashem is strong like death. It can even overpower. It can even bring us to death, because we're willing to die for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the Ahava. That's the Ahava. That's Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. But what's the kasha kisha'ol kina? Why is this kina, this jealousy, difficult like the grave? What does that mean? We've already explained that this is based on the Torah of the Rosh Hashivas itself. That the Hagdora, the definition of the mid of Kina, is based on the Pasuk V'rekev Atzamos Kina. That Kina rats one's bones. Sina, hatred, kas, anger. So make the flesh rot, but biz the binel all the way until the bones. Only kina goes there. And that goes all the way to the bones is kina. Why is that? Ha'agashah shel midat ha'kina, he omeret, shehazulat ma'amidet atzmo ala makom shehaya ra'uy li. What kina is that somebody else is putting their self in the place that was fitting for me. That's kanaz de kedusha. We have a rule of aboil aramis, kanaim pogimbo. If somebody has bia, the non-Jewish woman, so vigilante justice is in order. Boyal Aram is Kanoim Poginbo. Kina mit oreret bimakom sh'aramit ba bimakom bat Yisrael. Ubaramit avav ladak mota. Kina is aroused when this non-Jewish woman comes in place of a bas Yisrael. It should have been a bas Yisrael. It should have been a Jewish girl who's with a Jewish man. And instead it's the non-Jewish girl. And that is Ma'ura Kina. And the child is going to be like the child is going to be like the child is going to be like the mother, the non-Jewish mother. So this should have been the place for the Jewish man. So when it was a place that was royally, the Anochi should be, to the I, to my Atzmius. So now it's given to someone else. It's also like that with regular jealousy. You think that this guy's taking your place. I should have that. I should have that job. I should have that position. I should have that girl. I should have that house. So that gets into your bones, into your atzmius, because he's taking what you think belongs to you. So since this is nogea to my atzmius, it's nogea to my essential self. So it burns in my bones. Because b'lashon hakodesh, etzem atzmius, my very self and my bones are the same shoresh, etzem. It's a bone. Atzmius is my being, my inherent self. The bones are the basic structure of man, are the skeleton of man. So the kina goes all the way to this foundation, to this skeleton. Because man feels that his atzmius is being nullified. She'atzmiusoi mizbatelas. ולכן נמצא כשנתעוררה מידת קנאה דקדושה כמו שמצאנו ביוסף וינס החוצה when there's kanos of kedusha. Like we find by Yosef who had this zealotry. He wanted to be saved from the michshol, from this terrible stumbling block of boil aramis, of sleeping with chas v'shalom, sleeping with a non-Jewish woman. So he ran away, he ran outside. So because of this kanos, the kedusha, because of this holy zealotry, of not wanting his atzmius to be with this non-Jewish woman, it was nogea to his atzmius, to his very intrinsic self. So in the Mele, he was a zeiche to a special his askus, a special tipul that Moshe Rabbeinu took care of his bones. Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoy. Shebemkom she'atzmois nilkovim al yidei akina. Harei kina de kedusha mechazeket otam atzmot. When you have kina of tuma, so that rots one's bones. It's no get to the atzmius. You feel, oh, he's taking what belongs to me. That goes all the way to the bones. So when there's kina of kedusha, the kina of kedusha strengthens the bones, and that was what Yosef had. He had kanos of kedusha, not to go with the aramis, not to be bol aramis that the vlad is going to be kamaisa. והנה מקום ריקבון העצמות הוא בשאול תחתית. ולכן מובן על פי זה המשך הכתוב, כשם שאהבה מתחרה עם מוות בכוחם על החיים, כך קנאה דקדושה מתחרה עם שאול, שהרי שאול מרכיב את העצמות. There's this competition here. That אהבה is competing with death in their power over life. Meaning that when a person has so much ahava, so he's willing to die, and that overcomes the koach of life because of his great ahava. So too you have kanos of kedusha that completes with the sha'ol. Shari sha'ol, the grave, rots the bones. And kin of kedusha preserves the bones, resuscitates the bones. And the koach of kina could compete with the koach of sha'ol, and it can shield from the sha'ol. In other words, the kina The Sheol rots the bones. And the kina of Kedusha, kanos of Kedusha, strengthens the bones. So Maves overpowers life, and so too Ahava overpowers life. And what's going to have more power? Is it going to be regular Maves over life, or is it going to be Ahava over life that ultimately is expressed in Maves? So too by Kina, Kina overpowers the Sheol, because Sheol rots the bones and Kano strengthens the bones. So there's this conflict between Kanos and Sheol, meaning Kanos of Kedusha. Kanos of Kedusha strengthens bones, and the Kanos of Tumah rottens bones like the Sheol rottens the bones. You have the regular death which overpowers life, and then you have the Ahava, which also overpowers life, when one's willing to be Harg Val Yavor. Now the Makor and the Shorish of Kanos of Kedusha, in general, is from the Pasuk Kiyad Al Keska. Kol Zman Shamolek Ba'olam, Ein Malchuso Shleima. When there's a Malik in the world, God's Malchus isn't Shalem, and therefore, it's case, it's not kisei, it's chaser. God's throne is chaser. God's name is chaser. It's kiyad al kes ya. It's not yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. It's only half the name. Because a malek comes and places itself in the place that's mevatel his galus malchus Hashem. They nullify the revelation of God's kingship. And we have a cheshbon of kina midor ledor. Milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor u'dor. It's a war of Hashem against Amalek from generation to generation. And therefore the pasuk that comes to describe the difficulty of kina, mechazek otah lashon dafka b'te'ur mishem ka shu shoresh hakina. So we have a cheshbon of kina with Amalek from generation to generation, because they are mamed themselves instead of Malchus Hashem. They say we're the Rashis. Rashis goyim Amalek, not the Bereshis Bar Elokim. Difference is they don't have an Acharis, Vachuiso Adeove. So we have this cheshbon of kina. They want to put themselves in our place. And we have Kanos to Kedusha not to allow that. Milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor ador. And therefore the pasuk that comes to describe the power of kina, use a lashon of ka, because the shorish of kina is an Amalek. That we have kanos against Amalek. Amalek is mekane us, mekane malchus shamayim. They say, hey, we're instead of malchus shamayim, and we have kanos to kedusha, and say, no, malchus shamayim is primary, and you're just Amalek. And that's why the pasuk, when describing ahava, when describing kina, says rishafa rish vehes shalheves ya. That's the shalheves of Amalek, yad al kes ya. Milchama l'Hashem Amalek midor ador. We have this cheshbon of kin against Amalek, and there it's expressed in the name of Yid and Nenehei. So to over here in this pasuk that says ki azek hamavasava kasha kishol kina, that is the kanos is strong like the grave. It's competing with the grave, because the grave rots the bones and the kanos strength the kedusha strengthens the bones. Kanos de tuma rattens the bones like the grave, and kanos de kedusha strengthens the bones. So in order to express that union of kanos de kedusha against the kanos of tuma, we use the lashon of yud and nenehei, the shem Hashem, which is used in the context of Amalek, who had this kanos of tuma to take the place of shem Hashem, and against them we have this kanos of kedusha. Rishafer rish vehes shaleviska. No, advarim me'irim u'mesamchim. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we have a lot more to say, so hopefully we'll be zeichet to revisit this and continue with the Torah of the Rosh Hashivah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.